Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Tes, and we are starting Chesam Amud Beis about two lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyah and Vilna Sur Sadaf. It's about a third of the way into Hey Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Zahar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we had just our Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yirmiyah. We know that Shabbos and Mekach are two things that are Kaveh for Maaseh. Namely, even though we have something that has not yet reached Gemar Malacha, so one's allowed to eat from it in Arai fashion, the moment that it becomes Shabbos or he sells it, now that's a Kaveh for Maaseh, and he's not allowed to eat from Arai fashion anymore. However, we quote a Brisa stating that if one is eating Arai and then it becomes Shabbos where he sells what he's eating, Rabbi Yirmiyah explained that this is referring to a unique situation where he was eating oil that was mixed into a dish, and since it's not Be'en, it's not actually here, it's mixed in, Shabbos and Mekach are not Kaveya. However, Rabbi Yossi argues and said that even if it's regular, it's there, it's Be'en, there's still no Kvias. And the question is why? And that's exactly what Rabbi Yirmiyah asks him. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Yossi, Ve'en Shabbos Tovelis, isn't Shabbos Tovel? And Amalei, he also asked him, Ve'en Mekach Tovel, isn't Mekach Tovel as well? How are you saying that if we have this thing that's Be'en, Shabbos and Mekach don't create a Kvias for Maaseh? So that's some alpha on top. Amar Leir, Rabbi Yossi told him, Kahid Amar Rabbi Yossi b'shem Reb Zeira. It's like what Rabbi Yossi says in Reb Zeira, and also Rabbi Yaina said in Reb Zeira, who said b'shem Reb Lazar, Af Masha Belagin Lo Nitbal Mibnei Shu Azalach Zirai. Even that which is in a jug does not become tevel because he's going to end up putting it back. V'davar Shaloi Negmar Malachtoi. This is talking about a particular case where we have wine that did not yet reach Gemar Malacha because it was still in the lower part of the wine press and he had not yet skimmed off the top. But what did he do? He took a jug and filled it up with wine and was drinking it. So you might say the wine that's in the jug has reached Gemar Malacha because that doesn't need to be skimmed. He's obviously only filling up his jug with good wine. Nonetheless, we see from here that whatever's in this jug, in these lagin, is not nitbal, because as we just said, hu asur lachziroi. When he's finished drinking, whatever he has left over is going to be poured back into the wine that's in the lower part of the wine press. And so therefore, it's still considered something that's not gemar melacha. So what do we learn from here? The Rabbi Yossi holds that Shabbos and Mekach are not kaveya if the produce itself hasn't yet reached gemar melacha. It's only if it was already at gemar melacha, it just had not yet reached raya panei abayis, then we would say Shabbos and Mekach are kaveya. But over here, since it had not yet reached gemar melacha, again, Shabbos and Mekach are not Kaveya. Now we continue. Chalad Rabbi Yirmiyah min Ado. Rabbi Yirmiyah's proof is from the following. Va'adam Rabbi Lezer. Blazer also says, Oymid Adam al Mukta Erev Shabbos b'Shvias. A person could stand by the Mukta, which is where he has fruit, often figs and raisins that are drying out. And while they're being left in the sun to dry, they're actually Mukta. One's not allowed to use them on Shabbos. And so he's standing by these fruits that are drying Erev Shabbos on Shemitah. Va'aymer. He could say, Mikanani Oichal Machar. I'm going to eat from these tomorrow. And that's called Hazmana. He's preparing them or setting them aside to be allowed to be used on Shabbos, and that takes off their status of mukta. Now, loy amar el b'shvias. This was only said on Shemitah. Hashar shei shavuot loy, but it's not allowed to be done other years of the Shemitah cycle. Meaning, this could only be done on Shemitah where the produce is pater from meiser. Therefore, the only thing remaining is to remove their mukta status, and that's why he's standing there erev Shabbos, saying, "I'm going to eat from here tomorrow," and that takes off their mukta status. But during a regular year, this can't be done, even though leftovers will be put back. And so here's a proof for Rabbi Yirmiyah that Shabbos is kaveya, and it would be the same thing in our discussion, even though the rest of the oil will be put back. Nonetheless, Shabbos is Kaveya. As the Gemara, Ma Avalei Rabbi Yossi, that's the proper gear, so not Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yossi. So what does Rabbi Yossi do with this? This seems to be a very clear proof against Rabbi Yossi that even though he's going to put back that which he doesn't end up eating, he's going to put the leftovers back, still there could be a Kaviyas for Maestras. And the answer is, Achzir Elim Kaima Iyat Yachol Shu Oysa Mukta Lefikach Nitbal. In regards to putting it back to where it came from on Shabbos, you're not able to do that because he'd be making a Mukta, and therefore it becomes Tevel, even according to Rabbi Yossi. In other words, in this particular situation where we have these fruits that are drying out, and we had said that they're mukta, and the only way that they would not be mukta is if he's mazmin them, he sets them aside before Shabbos to say that he's going to eat from them on Shabbos. Now, even if he has leftovers, he's not allowed to put them back to where they came from because that's making them mukta. That's basically saying, I don't want these anymore. I want them to continue drying out, and that's putting them back into their status of mukta, which one is not allowed to do. So even Rabbi Yossi agrees in this case that Shabbos would create a kvias for maestras. But if it's not this particular situation, if it's a different situation where whatever he's enjoying is going to be put back after he's finished, that means it still hasn't yet reached Gemar Malacha, and he's not chayv to take off Maestras. Now we have a member, Masnisa Pliga al Rabbi Yossi, that's proper Gerson al Rabbi Yirmiyah by Rabbi Yossi. The following Brisa argues with Rabbi Yossi. The Brisa tells us, Ein Arai la Shabbos, there is no Arai for Shabbos, and it's clearly not like Rabbi Yossi. And so the Gemara tells on based on top answers, Pasar Lo, we could explain as follows, Ubavad Davar Shiesh Loi Mukta. This Brisa is talking about something that had already reached Gemar Malacha, and that's why we say, Ein Arai la Shabbos. But again, according to Rabbi Yossi, and we could even explain this in the Brisa, that if it had not yet reached Gemar Malacha, so then there is Arai for Shabbos, meaning you could benefit from this produce Arai on Shabbos. However, I'll die to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Contra Rabbi Yirmiyah, loy shanya, there's no difference. He davar shesh loy mukta, he davar shein loy mukta. It doesn't make a difference if it reached Gemar Malach or if it didn't. There is no Arai for Shabbos, meaning Shabbos is always a kaveya. Now, Rav Mana asked the following question. Let's say he had a jug full of oil and he had filled this oil up from a part of the oil press that it's not considered Gemar Malacha. Remember, we had said that once it falls into the uka, into the holding part on the bottom of the oil press, that's considered Gemar Malacha. But while it's still in other parts, it's in the netting or it's in between the boards, it's not yet Gemar Malacha. So he filled a up oil from one of these other parts. And Nusuna Bein Patsim L'Chaveirai, he put this jug in between the different boards. Netbalo, do we say that now becomes Tevel for Maestris? Because at the end of the day, it's in a jug, and that's considered Gemar Malacha. Or maybe we would say, since it's in a place where it's not considered Gemar Malacha, because it's still among the boards, Bein Patsim L'Chaveirai, and if he scoops up some oil from there, that's still not considered Gemar Malacha, so maybe it's not Nitbal, even though it's in a jug. And we don't have an answer to this question. We can explain the Mishnah. We had said of a lo yitin lefes lukadera kashen merusachin. One is not allowed to take this oil, even though it has not yet reached Gemar Malacha, and put it into a pan or pot when they're boiling hot, because cooking is a kvias for maestros. Ask the Gemara ad hechon, up until where? Meaning, what do we consider boiling hot that would be considered cooking the oil, and that would be kvias for maestros? So, Rabbi Barbazi quotes Rabbi Simon, who says b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina ad kidei shehei nosan yad l'seicha v'hinichves, up until if he puts his hand into it and it's going to be burned. Clearly, that's hot enough to cook, and that would be a kvias for maestros. We continue hakol ma'idin. Everyone agrees b'chli sheni shuhu mutter, that if we're dealing with a kli sheni, meaning not the original kli that was on the fire, but that the food was taken from the kli rishon which was on the fire and transferred into a kli sheni, then it's mutter to put this oil in there. So we ask ma bein kli rishon, ma bein kli sheni. What's the difference between a kli rishon and kli sheni? On Rabbi Yosi bar Abban, he answers kan hiyat shelates v'kan ein hiyat shelates. One, the hand could handle it, and one, the hand can't handle it. In other words, when we're dealing with a kli rishon, it's so hot a person can't put their hand on it or in it without getting burned. He's not able to handle the heat, and therefore it's hot enough that it's considered cooking, and that's a kvias for maestros. But kli sheni already, the food is cooled down, and a person could put his hand there, and therefore it's not hot enough to cook. However, Amar Rabbi Yonah says, no, it's not true. Kan v'kan ein hiyat shelates. In both places, meaning even when we're dealing with a kli sheni, the hand is not able to handle it. A kli sheni itself is very hot. Elo asu harchik l'kli rishon, v'lo asu harchik l'kli sheni. The chachamim made a harchaka. They made sure that a person distanced themselves from kli rishon, and they didn't make this harchaka for kli sheni. In other words, even a kli rishon itself doesn't necessarily cook. It's only when it's on the fire does it cook something. However, the chachamim made a harchaka that anytime we have food in a kli rishon, even though the kli rishon is off the fire, we have to be chayshish that it's going to cook something put into it, and therefore we're machin with a kli rishon. But kli sheni already, there's no harchaka made. Even though a kli sheni might be very hot and a person's not able to handle the heat, still the harchaka is only made for kli rishon off the fire and not a kli sheni. And Amar Rav Mana says, ahin pincha da raisa, that's a proper girsa. This pot of rice, misayel abba, that's a raya for my father. Rabbi Yaina was his father. And ahin pincha de glusa, this pot of beans as well, misayel abba, it's a raya for my father. Da at mifani le minatar latar, you can move it from place to place, meaning you can take the rice from the kli rishon and put it into kli sheni, vad kedain hu rasach, and it's still very hot. As we see, just like Rabbi Yirmiya, that there isn't necessarily a difference in between the heat of the food in the kli rishon or the heat of the food in the kli sheni. The only difference is, did the chachamim make a harchaka by kli sheni? And the answer is that no, they only made a harchaka by kli rishon, not by kli sheni. And that's why, in regards to maestros, one can take this oil that has not yet reached gemar malacha and put it into a kli sheni, even though it's very hot, and there's no chiv to take off maestros, because again, there's no harchaka by kli sheni. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about kli sheni. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.